Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What kind of CEO actually gives up money? Weird. Real weird. A lot of money.
I don't know. Money. Automated. See the automated CEO thing? Probably not.
Yeah, oh, why don't we automate CEOs? Because they cost way too much type of thing?
Yeah, that meme-ish article.
It's not a... I mean, yes, it is a meme. Yes, it's an article. It's kind of a joke article because it's the entire thing from CEOs to just say, why don't we automate the low-level work and stop spending money on it? We can automate CEOs and save the companies a lot of money. And that's honestly not a joke. But anyway, I don't want to really just get into that.
Getting heavy with the podcast right off the bat.
How do you automate a CEO? You just make somebody that really can't do anything and then benefits from it and you're done.
Yep.
Because a lot of places that have CEOs have boards and blah, 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 blah.
In case you're curious, this is the Gamers 2 podcast.
Good call.
Your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry. Bizarre, I know.
We're going to hope for...
And anything else that might pique our interest.
All right, then.
Yeah.
A lot of peeking.
Peek, peek.
Peeking like the Yankees up 10-0 in a baseball game. Woo!
Peeking like Tatis.
Against Detroit. Ooh. A little peeky peek.
Well, peek, peek. Let me look at your catcher.
I have no problem with that, just for the record.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair play. You get away with it.
Well, also, like, if he had... You can see the time, so he doesn't see the sign. But if he had seen the sign, maybe you should just, you know, switch some signs around and not use one for fastball or two. Or like, I don't know, mix it up. Use three for fastball. Fuck yeah. It. Why not?
Odds are you're not using a standard sign anyways. Like the,
you want to have fun? Get up and do the Macarena. What does that one mean? I have no idea. Get up and do the Macarena. The guy nods and you're like, okay, so what happened now? If you get up and do the cha-cha slide next, what does that mean? I would love to just see really intricate signs getting thrown out.
Okay, so next time, for
a pitch, not like, you know, the typical ones you see where it's infield shifts or whatever.
Next time Bauer faces Tatis, do you think he tells him what he's going to throw?
I think he asks him, like, do you want to, like, hey, you want to know?
Okay, yeah, that could be, that's safer, so I could see him doing that.
Yeah, because then you just, if you see, if he goes yes, then he 100% answers and tells him. But if he says no, and he goes, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can see that moment happening.
This is a baseball podcast?
Always has been.
Called, fuck, I got nothing.
No, we can never come up with a good name.
I know, I'm terrible about
There was one name suggested to me that I don't remember, but I remember it was like 30 words too long.
I was trying to think of a play on a baseball, but like all I could think of was like four-seamer or like something like that, but that's stupid.
Slutter?
Slutter.
Have you heard that term going around?
No.
It was a certain pitcher's new pitch, which is a combination of a slider and a cutter. And for some reason, they chose slutter. I wish they chose Clyder.
Clyder, I feel like, would be more likely to stick than slutter.
It's gotten said on broadcast, so.
Interesting.
Which is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, that's. I would not have expected that at all. But, you know, what do I know? I'm a big dumb idiot. What do you got for me? You got new games?
I think that was the name of a Matt Bronger special.
Big dumb idiot. Or that does sound like
might have been Big Dumb Animal. Might have been that one. I think that was his first one before Shovel Fighter. Or second one after Shovel Fighter. Whatever. Anyway.
You're outside of my realm of
yeah.
of experience.
The old stand-up comedian.
Not difficult, but... I don't know. I'm in like a very like...
Self-deprecating mood.
Yeah, self-deprecating mood.
Yeah, but you have like a wife and kid on the way.
Don't remind me.
So I'm the one that gets to have the... Not wife on the way. That'd be
okay,
weird...
so what's your stance on like baby movement?
Oh, we're just going to ignore games immediately. Okay.
What's your stance on baby movements inside the womb? The womb.
Like the old like, oh, feel my belly so you can move? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's cool, like, the first time or whatever, and it's kind of like...
Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, there's definitely that moment where if you're not expecting it, and then you all of a sudden, like, catch it out of the corner of your eye, and you're just like, mm-hmm. was that a hand just, like, reaching through? And you're like...
That's the thing. So, right. The issue...
You're at some point going to come out like a fucking just...
Yeah, exactly. And the issue with Samantha, tiny frame.
True.
You know, you put a baby in there, you're going to see a lot of... You're going to see a lot of stuff going on.
The whole baby just
on,
at one point,
the old stomach. Like
at one point, just suctioned up to the baby, and it's just doing...
Exactly. And he seems to be very active. So, like, you see a lot of belly movement. You know, like, she can feel him. Laying against, like, he'll be in a specific... She can, like, push on him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is creepy.
It's like, yo, dude, get off my bladder. Come on. Like,
yeah, exactly. And she's all like, oh, touch him. And I'm like, this is fucking weird.
That part's weird. Like for me, when you're like touch him, I'm like, can I just wait?
Yeah, like that's me. I'm like, no, thank you. And I'm just like, this thing's gonna bust out and try to eat me. All right, I'm not down with this.
Yeah, why would I give it my hand? That's giving it leverage.
Exactly.
Once it takes that,
that's it.
I don't have two of those.
Next thing I know, it's gonna be jumping on my face, trying to put some fucking alien eggs inside me. You don't know.
I don't know. The whole thing is like. I get it the first time, right? Where you're like, oh, yeah, you know, feel your baby kick. And you're like, okay, cool. That's a thing. I get that. But anytime after the first time of just like having like the realization moment type thing, it's like, yeah, that's what it's been doing for a while. Like, can we just not? You wouldn't go. This is a weird comparison.
But this whole conversation.
If you took an egg.
Yeah.
And you just soft boiled an egg.
And then you put it inside a macaroni salad.
And then you sat there and went, now touch the egg. Just touch it a lot.
Touch it some more.
Yeah. It's fucking weird, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
What if I just cracked an egg? You know, yolk's out, having its time. Still in its entire, I don't know, embryo or whatever. Like, that part's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still just one solid yolk. I'm just like, just poke it. Yeah, don't worry about the other stuff. Just poking. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
That is strange. That is strange. All right.
Like, if you saw other... Do you this, I guess this is the exact analogy. If you saw other pregnant animals, like pregnant deer, are other deer just running up and nuzzling the baby while it's still inside the mother?
That's a good question.
Like, is a buck just running up with a headbutt and just like, yo, what's up? Because you know they don't have thumbs. They can't use hoof. Well, you just stick their hoof up and just basically like you dance, just jab at the baby.
I wonder if there is another animal that does.
Fucking gorillas, probably.
That's what I was thinking. Some sort of ape.
like here, let's just remove that. Gorillas.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees, apes, whatever. However they give birth, don't know how they do it. Could be eggs. I know it's not, but like, actually, that would be terrifying.
What?
Gorilla eggs, if those were a thing.
Gorilla?
Like, if gorillas came out of eggs. Can you imagine?
I think you're on something for creative purposes.
Listen, Planet of the Apes is a thing, all right.
Something creepy. We could add that into, like, the Godzilla King Kong realm somewhere.
Oh, that King Kong got bored on Skull Island and started having eggs of his kin. Sounds good. You know what? Tracks with the rest of the island.
It really does.
That it giant really spider thing.
Did you watch that movie yet?
No. Versus, no.
It's rough.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm putting it off. I'm happy the Tom Clancy thing came out today so I can watch that and delay Kong further.
Or if you want to delay it, you can play some new video games.
Like these ones that are on this list that I'm going to say right now. Number one, A Token War for the PC. I'm thinking of six terrible jokes. Number two, Alpha Particle for the PC. Number three, Genshin Impact came to the PS5. You ready to play some anime, Matt?
Nope.
All right, then.
You can't find a PS5.
That is the crux of the problem. Layers of Fear VR for PSVR. Number five, Legend of Keepers, PC, Switch, and Stadia. This has been talked about from our PAX Extravaganza doing. I played that at PAX, I believe. Number six, Total War Rome Remastered for the PC. Number seven, new Pokemon Snap for the Switch. Take pictures of all those cute Pokemon and then share them to @gamers2 on Twitter. I think it's gamers_2. Whatever it is, find it. Send the cute Pokemon pictures that you take in wherever the hell the name of that place was. I don't remember what it was called. Number eight, Returnal for the PS5.
Have you seen any reviews on that yet?
I've seen a lot of good reviews, but I need to see somebody play it that I trust, because I don't trust reviews.
Fair enough. It's a good answer. Educated consumer over here.
I mean, one could say that I've consumed a lot of video games in my time to be educated. Don't do the same thing for other walks of life, though. Don't buy 17 houses trying to figure out how to consume them. In like a in a buying sense, not eating the house.
Unless
I want to be an educated.
It's the Wicked Witch's house, which is edible.
That's true. That'll be a delicious house. Also, you'd never run away from the Wicked Witch because you'd be so fat.
Got to use those fucking chicken bones, the finger thing, you know? She got you in the cage. She's like, let me touch your finger, see how fat you are. And you give her the chicken bone. She's like, oh, you're still skinny. Eat some more.
Oh, you knew more about the story than I did.
It's cool.
I was just going with the idea that I ate a house. I stopped there. I forgot the entire cage idea. I was just outside eating a house. I mean, we've had our moments, Matt.
Where we could have eaten a house?
I mean, like, KFC last week was basically the equivalent of trying to feel dead afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that took a few years off our lives.
Oh, for sure. I felt death coming closer and closer as I ate more.
Yeah. There was just, did you look at the bottom of the bucket?
No. You think I'm that stupid?
I did.
Oh, man.
It was pretty bad.
There's certain things you don't want to see.
The bottom of a KFC bucket.
You know how nice it is?
That's like a feeling. Like, I feel like the bottom of a KFC bucket.
Ooh, that is it. That is a solid feeling.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one. I'm going to use that. Somebody write that down. Also, it's one of the, I don't know how long we've been doing dinner. 2 years probably of alternating. 2 to 3.
Probably,
2.5. 2019 we were doing it, so yeah. That is one of, there have been at least two I can think of, and that's one of them. Dinners that has not gotten any leftovers. That has just been absolutely yeeted.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't have that as a leftover. That's just, nah.
I mean, it's bad enough on its own, but then in leftovers form, it's like depressing.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah, it's lonely man dinner, sad Saturday. I'm going to put on the notebook and eat leftover KFC.
Yeah.
And then a carton of ice cream, because that'll actually be better for me than the KFC was.
Yeah.
Anyway, can you imagine these news stories that came out this week, though?
I can't.
Why don't you tell me about the first one?
All right, I'm doing odds. Microsoft is lowering its revenue share for PC games sold through the Microsoft Store. Beginning August 1st, Microsoft will reduce its take of net revenues on its PC gaming storefront from 30% to 12%. Microsoft move brings the company more in line with the Epic Games Store, which launched with a 12% cut and waived royalties for games using Unreal Engine that are sold through a store.
Crazy move.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's not a crazy move when you put it in the context of they're coming in line with the Epic Store, mm-hmm. but it is a massive, it's still a massive move for a large publisher who has Game Pass, the Xbox app, the Windows Store, all those things to go, all right, we'll compete. We'll play your games.
I wonder, does that leave Valve as the only one that's taking a 30% cut?
Speaking of that, let me skip ahead and rearrange your own document on you, because now you're going to do evens.
Oh, wow.
Number 11.
Get fucked.
Yeah, get used to this. I didn't realize how he ordered these, and then I went, well, this is a good transition. Oh, man, I'm my first one reading, and I can't speak. Overgrowth developer Wolffire Games has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Valve. Valve's 30% cut is at the heart of the lawsuit, Law360 reported. Also, Law360, did we ever check that's a real site?
Yeah, it's real. That's a thing. I think it's kind of neat.
Every time it comes up, I'm like, all that needs is XX Law360 XX on it.
Yeah, yeah.
The defendants pointed out that roughly 75% of PC game sales in the U.S. are made through Steam, and that Valve, quote, uses that dominance to take an extraordinarily high cut from nearly every sale that passes through its store, 30%, end quote. The lawsuit added that Valve takes advantage of being in such a dominant position to, quote, exploit publishers and consumers, end quote. One aspect of Valve's scheme, the defendants said, is its Steam key price parity provision, or SKPPP, which is not written here, which ensures that publishers...
You said it with such confidence that I was like, fuck, is that a thing?
It should be. Which ensures that publishers won't sell their game for a better price on another platform. So I think that's just interesting, especially now that it's a lawsuit that's targeting the 30%, when arguably the second biggest competitor in the space just went, yeah, we're going to drop our 30%. So now the two competitors... The two main competitors to Valve have dropped. So now when the lawsuit is getting presented with that context, I don't know what that looks like now.
Yeah, I wish I would have looked closer at the timing. I'm wondering if like this, they dropped this immediately after.
I believe they dropped it before it, but I'm not positive. I think either way, it doesn't matter if they drop it before it or after it. It would make sense, like, if they reactionarily, is that a word? Reactionarily, dropped it after that announcement came out? Because then why wouldn't you, right? It's mm-hmm. like an easy target type thing, and you'd just be like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Why aren't you also doing what these other ones are doing? But also, I could see them doing it beforehand, and then Microsoft going like, let's not get sued, let's just move on.
Yep. Yeah, there was like whole snippets of the lawsuit that I had read, and they worded it. I mean, they used facts, I guess, but the way when I know, right? When you put it all out and the way that they've like displayed it, it's like really damning, and it's like, I don't think they're getting away with this one.
Yeah, well, it's one of the like what do you do? You know, it's their storefront and yada yada. So, yes, they have 75%. I think probably the bigger argument isn't even the 30% thing. It might be
it's the market share.
The provision thing, yeah. Where whatever the agreement is, like, okay, so you won't go put this on sale or, you know, put it cheaper on a different platform. Like, that might be actually a problem. But the 30% thing might not change. But they'd be like, okay, fine, I'll put it at $60 on Steam. I'm going to go put it at $40 on Microsoft. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the biggest argument outside of like that's clearly, I think, antitrust. Like that's an issue.
If I'm understanding what it is,
yeah, which you are. That's essentially what it is. It's like
I say, taking it what I read, that's what it says. But
essentially, like Steam has to have it at the lowest price. Like if you lower it on another storefront, you have to lower it on Steam.
Yeah.
It's that whole like being dominant.
I think minus a sale. I believe you can run sales on other platforms, but I think it's due to like the not sale cost, but straight up what its normal cost would be, like its standing price or whatever you want to call that. Not MSRP, but like an Ubisoft sale or an Ubisoft game is on Steam, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can put it on for $20 off on. Good old Uplay, as per usual. Ubisoft Connect, not Uplay anymore. They can put it on there for $20 off, but that's a sale, so they probably don't have to reflect that on Steam. But if they permanently drop the price by $10 on Connect, then they would probably have to drop. They would have to drop it by $10 on Steam.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
That would be my guess.
But I think that makes sense because of the way that it's worded. That does make sense.
Out my ass again. So,
oh hey, look, 007 Goldeneye.
It's a good one. It's a good movie.
A little Pierce Brosnan.
Yep, it's a classic.
I can't believe some of the titles they get away with. Anyway,
I can't believe some of like the names.
Yeah, the names. The names are right up there with the titles.
Yeah. So am I evens now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, now you would technically become evens.
I will become even. Even Steven. Hey, Epic Game.
We had this conversation earlier. Everything's an even.
That's true. Everything is an even. Epic Games announced that it has acquired artist platform ArtStation. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Well, Epic said that artists will be able to continue to use ArtStation as they have previously, it did roll out two immediate changes to the site. First, Epic is lowering the standard platform holder fee on the ArtStation marketplace from a 30% cut of sales to 12%.
Falling in line with everything else, so.
Second, it will make the ArtStation learning streaming video service, that's a dumb name, free for ArtStation subscribers for the remainder of the year.
That's nice. I know nothing about ArtStation.
I don't know anything about it either, but it's just one more thing that
Epic is
absorbing.
It looks like, one more thing, and then, hey, we're going to put it in line with our other things. So, all right, cool, I guess. Hopefully people actually use ArtStation don't lose their mind.
Yeah, in a couple months, it'll probably have some way to like inject things into the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, and then you use ArtStation in line with the fucking face technology and everything gets weird.
Yep.
All right, so now that we've covered Valve, Microsoft, and Epic, let's go back to Microsoft. Number three, Microsoft announced that Halo Infinite will support crossplay and cross progression when it launches later this year. This will allow PC and Xbox players to match together and play the Halo Infinite campaign, and this support also extends to multiplayer. Any multiplayer customization and progress will sync across both PC and Xbox. And this is Nate's caveat warning. Be prepared for this to be delayed.
Infinite?
Yep. I just want to warn people. It might not be. It might not be delayed at all. But I don't want people to get their hopes up.
Put that in the back of your head. Because that is going to be a big component of something we're going to talk about probably at the end of the episode.
Okay. All right.
A little
sneak preview on my accent.
No, you can keep talking about it now. I'm just saying, like, you're going to read something later and it's be like,
same thing.
Yeah. You're probably going to laugh because you're going to think it's funny.
Probably haven't read that part yet, so.
Yeah.
But that is my one, like, I love cross progression. I love the sync. Keep everything the same. This is a good quality of life announcement.
Yeah, this was borderline. I just threw it in there as just so we haven't heard about Halo Infinite in a while. But like good. At this point, At this point, I would assume that that should be in Halo,
especially Infinite. Coming out of Microsoft. This should be the thing.
Yeah,
I would expect almost not to happen at Sony, but that's just because Sony's. Sony, but Microsoft, this is their whole MO lately is to be
inclusive,
more multiple situation friendly. That's not even the word I want. Multiple locations friendly, with their Xbox and PC being shared across things. But I'm just telling you, just keep a voice in your back of your head that tells you to not get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited when it's in your hands. Don't get excited beforehand.
I know we talked about it. Is Microsoft doing E3? I know they're one of the ones that are
I'm
doing
not
it,
paying attention until we're getting closer. Because it's going to... I think they were one of the ones that was announced, but then I'm like...
I'm all fucking...
What's actually happening with E3? Are they saying that they're not participating in E3, but they are participating in E3, but they're still doing their own conference, but they're not... I'm just like, I'll wait till a schedule shows up for that weekend.
Yeah,
because I'm just gonna lose my mind otherwise. Try to figure it out.
I think this year I'm more interested in E3 just because of like the shit show of the pandemic, and now I'm just like, what's everyone gonna do? Like, this is so interesting. And like going back to Halo Infinite, like, are we going to see it? Are we not going to see it? And I think it's going to be kind of telling if we don't see it or if it's like a footnote.
It would be telling, it would be a lot, very telling, even if we did see it, how much we see.
Yeah. If what if we see it and then they immediately delay it and we're all going to like facepalm?
What if they like side by side cut their old trailer with what they redid? So they play them both and they go, and hey, here's Craig. Here's what Craig looks like now. And they're like, I don't look much better, but aren't I, Craig? I don't know. I just want that voice. That should just be everybody's motto at this point. Don't get excited until it's in your hand. Because this pandemic has pushed everything. Whether you want to believe it or not, it has.
There was the GDC survey, which I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't get enough.
Always a good survey, though.
Yeah. Always interesting.
Oh, don't mind me. My eyes just bugging out.
I couldn't get enough of the survey that I wanted, so hopefully next week. I actually tried to download the whole fucking survey, but the link was broken for some reason.
Probably because everybody else is trying to download it.
Probably. But one of the things I saw was that 44% of developers said that their release time was affected by the pandemic.
Yeah. Yep. That tracks with there were a lot of just like top businesses, not top businesses, but a lot of businesses at every scale that were like, we lost somewhere around like 30% of production like rate just due to, you know, people not having that in-person communication and everything else.
Yeah.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It'll be nice to see. It'll be interesting to see any of the after action reports on this year.
Ah, the old postmortems.
Yes. Number four, Activision Blizzard has extended Bobby Kotick. Is it Kotick or
Kotick?
Kotick. Thank you.
I go
Bobby,
with Kotick.
Bobby Kotick's employment agreement.
Which is a very funny way to put that.
It is. Which will see him serve as company CEO.
Not the drive-through attendant, are we sure?
Until at least March 31st, 2023. But it comes with a pay cut. Kotick's agreed-upon base salary has been voluntarily reduced by 50% to align with company targets. Whatever the fuck that means. This equates to a 800. Oh my God. Wow. Can't read. This equates to $875,000 reduction. Kotick has also agreed to reduce his target annual bonus by 50%, a potential reduction of $1.75 million for fiscal years 2021 and 2022. So, yeah.
Ready for the hot take time?
Sure.
He's already got paid, so he doesn't need more. Two. Think about it.
Save him face.
Not even that. Think about it. What does he think is coming out this year? 2021 fiscal report. What does he think is releasing this year?
Like
2021 fiscal year, which would affect his immediate earnings based on the 50%. What does he think is coming out this year?
Oh my God, Blizzard, Activision. I don't know. It's got to be a. Are we thinking a Blizzard game or an Activision game or both? I mean, Diablo.
Call of Duty's a write-in.
Call of Duty every time.
Crash is technically Activision.
Yep. Do we have any Blizzard games coming out? We don't know, do we?
Right. In theory, you would have 9.1 whenever that comes out for the patch. But your question marks are Diablo 4, Diablo Immortal, Overwatch 2. Like it's all question marks for 2021. So
you think it's a preemptive, like,
it's like I know I'm not going to hit the bonuses, so why don't I just drop them? Salary's a little different, but I think the bonuses for sure are like, I'm not going to hit 2021 100% anyway.
So the funny thing is, the article that I was reading specified it, but I didn't put it in there, but his bonuses aren't getting altered. Like, his bonus amounts are the same. So, like, I think the stock-based ones. So his annual bonus did get cut, but the ones for stock performance didn't get touched.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if the stock has gone up, and if it keeps going up,
yeah,
he gets a bonus.
So I guess then in that case, potentially, if we revert and say by opposite the other way, maybe he thinks things are actually coming out, and you're going to bank on the stock bonuses.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, everything else is going to sell.
I think it's a combination of. I like the idea that it's like a preemptive, like nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a pay cut to like to make save face or make the company like not want to get rid of me.
Yeah. Well, because I can't believe.
And also. Well. You remember all the news he was getting for his pay being out of line for like the rest of the industry or like. Whatever the case was.
Yeah, it was nuts, technically.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's just like he knows he's been raking it this whole time. So he's like, I'm going to.
Part of it, like once it came out, it's like, all right, well, I got to figure this out. Those are all possible. I mean, if it was the stock thing, then it's the interesting part where you can look at it and go, well, are either of the Diablos coming out? Maybe. Sorry. Are any of the three Diablos coming out? Maybe you get remastered, but you're not going to see Immortal or 4 somehow, which that's mind-blowing in that sentence.
If Immortal doesn't come out soon, like as in this year, like what the fuck?
Right. Overwatch 2 just lost Kaplan, and now there's a lot of other like...
That might be in some sort of development hell.
Not even... I mean, it might be in a development hell, but it also just might be like how... You would think it would be this year. It's not going to be, but you'd think it would be this year.
Yeah, well, in that same mindset, based on traditional timelines, all of their stuff should be coming out this year or next year.
On a traditional timeline, yes, and on a traditional timeline, you'd be getting, in 2022, the announcement of the next WoW expansion. In a traditional sense.
Yeah.
Take a guess what you're not getting. That.
We're on Blizzard time.
Unless we actually time it with a BlizzCon in November and then everything else is a ramp up, but there's a solid chance this is a 3-year instead of 2-year. Or whatever the time breakdown normally is. Add a year into whatever the normal breakdown is. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to look at. But number 5. New! I'm going to turn towards the mic this time because I've probably been away from it too long because I've been talking sideways. New court documents ahead of the upcoming Epic versus Apple saga have indicated how small the iOS audience was for Fortnite. In conversations between the court and Epic's chief financial officer, Joe Babcock, the latter was questioned about monthly flash reports that showed Fortnite's revenue split between platforms. Babcock confirmed that the revenue from iOS was the second lowest of all platforms, only outperforming Android.
Which the funny thing about that is they didn't actually get any revenue directly from the Android because it just linked to the out.
Site. Yeah. For 2020, iOS was forecasted to make 5.8% of Fortnite's total revenue. The Epic versus Apple trial begins on Monday, May 3rd.
I can't wait. So much juicy stuff's going to come out.
I just want the good judge.
Just want a spicy judge. I'm hoping for these, I want some good quotes.
I want Spicy Judge, and I want memes.
Yeah.
I want them to have to play Thanos dancing in a courtroom. Or explain what ninja is to a judge.
It's either going to be, like, really boring,
or just... There's, like, three things. It's either going to be unbelievably boring, as courtrooms are. It's going to be cringy.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be a fiesta, which is fun.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a circus.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for circus.
I'm hoping for circus, too. I'm hoping they pull it. Like, they actually do have to do, like, video of fucking Thanos dancing or something. Just, like, an entire Fortnite meme montage, basically, of just breaking down what it is.
It'll be interesting.
They play the beginning of the YouTube Rewind thing with, like, Ninja in the bus or whatever. And it's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I'm gonna have to bookmark Law 360.
I'm surprised you don't have a bookmark already.
I've never actually gone
neither am I.
I've never typed it in. I mean, I might link to it like twice, but that's about it. All right. Speaking of court documents, Epic Games is holding back Fortnite from being available on Microsoft's xCloud service. Pretty hypocritical, Epic, just saying. According to a new deposition made public as part of the Epic case against Apple. Joe Creener, Epic's vice president of business development, was questioned over why Fortnite isn't available on xCloud and confirmed it was a deliberate choice. Quote, "We viewed Microsoft's efforts with xCloud to be competitive with our PC offerings," end quote. The court document made it appear like Creener may go on to explain why, but the next part of the questioning had been redacted, which is also fun.
Yeah. I like that. That's a weird line to draw in the sand.
Epic does like...
Like, why don't you want it on xCloud if it's on Xbox?
Yeah. And how is it...
I don't get the difference.
And how is it... Like, they don't have a streaming service, do they?
No, Epic? That's why, like, when he's like, oh, it competes with our PC, when I'm like... Do you think people are only using xCloud on PCs?
Okay, so going back to the iOS thing, the other funny part about that is that they found that... All the people who played, who downloaded, not all of them, but they, by their numbers, the majority of the people that played Fortnite on iOS already played Fortnite on other platforms.
Right. Yeah. Somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because who starts playing Fortnite on mobile?
Exactly.
That percentage of Fortnite players has to be like 0.01.
Yeah.
Or actually, it might be 0.001.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Like, Epic is always playing, like, some weird, like, fucking, like, 4D chess because, like...
Yeah, but everybody else is playing checkers, and that's why the fucking lawsuits get confusing.
Yeah. Because there's no financial gain for them. Their gain... They're looking at a gain somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. They're smoke and mirroring.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Really hardcore.
It's... It's almost... Is it Star Trek I'm thinking of, or is it the fucking what Han and Chewie are playing?
Star Trek's got
the three-tiered.
Yeah, the three-tiered chess.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of, like that happening. Mm-hmm. But then like Sasquatch and the Abominable Snowman trying to figure out how to play checkers is basically like the difference levels of what you're looking at. And it's like, oh, all right. Well, don't know what any of this is going to happen, but okay. You can see that it conflicts with our PC offerings. And meanwhile, Sasquatch just like moves one piece over the other one. He's like, I don't understand how this interferes at all. Number 7. Also, every time I say Sasquatch, I just can't help but think of that video.
Which one?
The Sasquatch walking with you on the sand and the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I needed you, you weren't there with me. The Sasquatch looked at him and replied... So good. Number 7, Sony released its financial results for the full year ending March 31st, 2020. Basically, everything went up. Number 8. Buried within the report, Sony revealed PS5 has shipped 7.8. Wait a second. For full year ending... No. Full year ending 2021. March 31st, 2021.
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
That's
my bad.
I was like, wait a second, there's no PS5 in that fiscal year. Sorry, hold on. Full year ending March 31st, 2021. Sony revealed PS5 has shipped 7.8 million units into retail since launching in November. So let's be very clear about what that means. Sony sent stores 7.8 million units. So if you can't find any, for some weird reason, the store sell them, not Sony. Weird, right? Let me hit you with some science. Ain't that fucking weird? This includes 4.5 million during its launch quarter and 3.3 million in the 3 months that ended March 31st. Sony sold 338.9 million games in the past year across the two consoles.
not Vita and PS3, because we talked about those.
Yeah, fuck them.
58.4 million of those games were first party. Looking at its network services. So wait a second. So first party would include Last of Us, Ghosts,
Spider-Man,
Dreams. No, Spider-Man's not first party.
Oh.
Is Insomniac first party now?
I don't know.
They're
one of those weird second party ones, aren't they? That's like not first party, but they're kind of like treated like they're first party.
I thought so, but honestly, I might just be wrong. But we're just going to ignore that and we're going to move on. Looking at its network services, there were 47.6 million PlayStation Plus subscribers by the end of Q4 2020. Overall, Sony Corporation reported revenues of 81.7 billion dollars.
Those are some big numbers.
47.6 million PlayStation Plus subscribers is 20 million higher than I would have guessed.
Yeah, that number was bigger than I thought it was going to be. Not that it really matters, but their revenue is more than I thought it would be as well. But
yeah, but I would have never been able to ballpark that.
Also, the PS5 is the fastest selling console ever.
And what does that mean?
The previous one was the PS4, I think, like as far as the time it's been out so far.
Okay. All right. That's it. We need a time window, because like if I sell 5 of them in 1 minute on launch night, that's pretty fucking quick.
Well, there you go. As far as the time that it's been out, it's the fastest selling console.
The same thing with like the Cyberpunk thing, right? Where it was 13.7 million copies at this point. But then again, when it released in launch week, quotes, it was the fastest selling PC game of all time. And then literally a week later, Shadowlands came out and said, Shadowlands came out before it. Blew the record up, and it was like, well, that doesn't mean anything. And Cyberpunk came out 2 weeks later and went, the record's ours now. And you're like, what do these mean? You guys have no time windows when you claim fastest selling anything.
And then GTA 6 will come out and they'll
blow everything out of the water. Yeah. And
we all know that's a joke, because GTA 6 ain't coming out.
Yeah, and if it does, it'll do the same dumb shit where it doesn't release on PC for a year.
Dumb.
You imagine like this, like now, not releasing on PC at the same time they release on consoles. And you want to know what? They'd fucking do it too.
They would do it, and no one would fucking care, because it's Rockstar. And those
would bitch. People would bitch at this point. Especially the streamers. Streamers would lose their shit.
This doesn't have crossplay.
It's like the same thing. Like, why didn't Red Dead come out on PC at the same time? You know what I mean?
That's
like,
a good point. Red Dead. Good game.
Mango's Dutch.
All right, where are we at here?
Goddamn plan.
Number 8. Respawn Entertainment and Oculus have had a hand in winning the Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Subject at the 2021 Oscars for its in-game film, Colette. Colette is a 25-minute documentary made by Anthony... Ooh, boy. Giacchino.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
And Alice Doyard.
I like the second one better.
Doyard. Co-produced.
You can do Doyard if you really want to.
Yeah. Co-produced by Respawn and Oculus. It features as part of the gallery mode in Medal of Honor Above and Beyond, a VR game released last year.
How many people played that?
I didn't even know it came out.
I'd like to see the sales numbers.
Colette marks the first ever Academy Award win for a video game company.
Good for them.
Yeah. Interesting. Made me curious. I was like, oh, is it that good?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go find out that way, though, by buying a VR headset and then playing Medal of Honor. But
it's a good point. I still have Dan Carlin's VR experience.
Oh, yeah.
Never tried it.
Interesting. Surprised you haven't yet. Granted, you got stuck in The Witcher and stopped listening to Roman Empire things, so.
The Roman Empire got a little redundant.
Oh, no shit, really? It's only around for so long that it didn't. You're telling me that it kind of went in circles at some point?
It does. Obviously.
Remember when we watched The History of the World?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, there was a new Dan Carlin episode for Hardcore History Addendum.
Oh, for Addendum, okay.
Yeah.
As I say, I thought Supernova was over.
And I didn't. No, it's got one more episode.
Oh, no, it does have one more episode.
And it's, he said on addendum that it's going to be a really long episode.
16 hours, no.
But I did pause The Witcher to listen to the new episode of Addendum. It was worth it because, you know, history.
Number nine. Tablet? Gotcha. The release of Fall Guys for the Xbox and Nintendo Switch has been delayed indefinitely, which is interesting. In a blog post, Mediatonic stated that the previously announced summer 2020 release period was unfortunately just too soon for the development team.
Yeah, the indefinitely part was interesting.
Yeah. Because if you're going to tell me it's too soon,
give me another release window.
Are you really not confident in a release window? In some ways, I'm happy for not getting a second release window.
Yeah.
Because we've complained about it. Where it's like, if you just keep giving us release windows and then not hitting them, you're the boy that cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're like, you know what? We just don't know if it's going to exist. I'm like, oh, no, that's good. Oh. There's like no faith in that statement.
You know what it might be? Is it might be like, oh, well, maybe they're just not going to do Fall Guys. They'll do the sequel.
You know what it is? Didn't they just get bought?
They did.
By Epic.
Yes.
And isn't Epic like feuding with Microsoft kind of now? Currently?
They're Microsoft. Epic's just like feuding with everyone. So
right.
You think Epic Store exclusive?
They're like, oh man, can you imagine if like you didn't get Fall Guys? Weird, right? Huh? Microsoft? Give us Fortnite, you fuckers. They're like, what? That's you're using Fall Guys to leverage Fortnite? That's fucking weird, man. It's messed up.
would be
an interesting, very interesting 3D chess power play that they're trying to do there.
There's some weird shit going on with Epic. We got our eyes on you.
I see Epic. What you're doing, Tim Sweeney. Demon Barber of Fleet Street. That is a reference that like two people listening to this might get. And you're potentially one of them.
I mean, that's a pretty... that was a pretty popular movie.
It was a pretty popular play as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but more people are likely to see the movie than the play or musical.
I mean, I want to say that because it should be accurate. But also, like, if you didn't know what it was beforehand, it's kind of like a fucked up movie to just go into. Like,
that's a really fucked up movie.
It's not like it's Les Mis where it had the pedigree of existing. So people were like, oh, watch Gerard Butler not sing correctly. Like, he was the one that was in that movie, right?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It was Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe.
Oh, sorry. The other ones.
Okay. All right.
They're all in the same area. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those guys not sing correctly. Someone's going to come after me for, they did just fine. I'm like, yep, that's why you had to give them a fucking close-up. Prove they could actually sing.
Anyway, you weren't far off, though, because Gerard Butler did Phantom of the Opera. And he did get
the
same. When
the fuck did he do that?
He did the same. He got the same criticism for not being able to sing.
You know what? To be fair,
The newest Phantom of the Opera is Gerard Butler.
What do you mean the newest Phantom of the Opera?
It was like the 2000-something.
I think I maybe watched the movie once, and that was, I don't know if it was college or high school or something, for like, someone was like, oh yeah, we're going to watch this. And I was like, oh, sure, whatever. But I had already seen it on Broadway.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of people that I couldn't tell you who any of them are. So it was actually good.
Yeah.
They can all, you know, sing.
Mm-hmm. Beware, and I'm only ever right here. Masquerade, all the faces on parade. Masquerade. I love that one. Anyways,
Angel of Music.
Hey, we shouldn't be criticizing people for singing.
Can you imagine me just walking around with half a mask on?
So
there was nothing wrong on my face, just because, you know.
Yeah, when I fell off the car and my face was fucked up, my brother was in college. You've heard this story, I'm sure, but podcast people might
worth
not
it.
Have.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I fell off a car. Half my face was fucked up. It was really gruesome. It was fantastic. I was in high school. My brother was in college. So we went to go pick my brother up. My brother is a big theater guy. Long story short, he gets in the car and he throws me a Phantom of the Opera mask. And it was just like one of the funniest things ever. And what made it even funnier was we had to stop at Walmart on the way home. And
you were wearing the mask.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
but we were walking together. And like there was a, you know, the main aisle's Matt. And there was this like really cute girl. And she like she was perpendicular to me. So she saw me and she smiled. And I went to go look and turn to her and like the rest of my face became apparent and like her face just dropped and she immediately just like had this look of like pity slash like ew.
Yeah. Like,
and
it was all good until that.
Yeah. Fun times.
We're listening to Phantom after this now. It's stuck in my head.
Yeah. Got you, bitch. Number 10.
I like that you show up here with like one goal and it's just to get certain songs in my head and you're like, haha, fucker, you're gonna think of that for a week.
I owe you because during the week I got in a fucking Rasputin kick.
Yes.
And then that led down like a Boney M thing and I got Samantha into it and then we ended up watching video because she didn't know who Rasputin was.
Like who? Oh, the actual person.
Okay. So then we started watching videos about that, and she was fucking mesmerized by this.
That movie's insane.
I've never seen the movie.
I've seen clips of it. It's exactly what you would think.
Oh, geez.
The only thing that they needed, honestly, if the Monty Python crew was really still killing it and like you know not old as they were, they should have done a fucking Rasputin movie.
Yeah,
it would have been so good.
There's potential there. Number 10, Activision Blizzard exec Johanna.
Another one?
Yeah.
There's more.
Johanna Fairies has been named as the new general manager for the Call of Duty franchise. Fairies, or would you say, I would say Fairies. I don't know. Faris?
No, I have no idea. I would say
Faris sounds nice. Let's go Faris.
Okay,
Faris.
All right. Well, sorry, Joanna, if that's not how your name is pronounced.
All right, I'm just going to call her by her first name, Johanna.
so much emphasis on the H.
Johanna
weird.
replaces Brian Bead.
Do you want to question that one, too?
I do, but I'm not going to. Former EVP and general manager of Call of Duty. What did we settle on again? Fairies? The accented word? It was like...
I said Fairies.
Fairies, that was it. Fairies will also retain a role as commissioner for Activision Blizzard's esport leagues, which include the Overwatch League and the Call of Duty leagues. Prior to joining Activision Blizzard, Johanna spent 12 years working for the NFL. Possibly related, probably not. Crash Bandicoot 4 developer Toys for Bob has been moved to a support role for Call of Duty Warzone. But they did say that they're going to continue to support Crash 4.
Yeah.
So probably business as usual.
No real big news. Just
doing
the usual of throw every dev you have at Call of Duty until it can, you know, till basically the cow's empty type of thing.
Yep. Just like EA does with Battlefield.
No, just like EA does.
EA does.
Because EA doesn't really do that with Battlefield.
They did it this year with Battlefield.
Battlefield didn't come out this year.
They're doing it this year with Battlefield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why, what I meant.
It's closer to, I was trying to think of the other, like BioWare, or like EA with BioWare games. Like
EA just, with any game, really, yeah, that's they, coming like, close oh, gotta, to release.
Gotta, or Sony with The Last of Us. Like,
yeah.
Cancel every other game. We only do The Last of Us.
I'm sure Ubisoft does it, too, with all their games.
Yeah, for some parts. For some of them, I know. I mean, but, like, I don't think they do it for, like, The Division. Just because that's the Snowdrop engine and yada yada. Then again, they also run with, like, everybody on their own engine, so.
Yeah. There's some Division 3 rumors kicking around this week.
Show me actual products.
Yeah.
Now for some questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on. Insert music segment here.
Oh, that would
copyright. Yeah, right. That's not in pitch. Number one, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is getting a full PS5 and Xbox Series X update this summer.
That would be pretty dope, actually, if you haven't played it already, because like it was kind of, it would look good, but it ran kind of, like, questionable at some points.
Yeah, though for my questionable running it with it, like when I was playing it, was not due to graphics. It was due to like mechanical things.
Yeah.
Like the skating feeling with your character and stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if that is like performance related as well. That would be interesting to see.
And it should be still on Game Pass, so it'll be good for Xbox people. Yeah. Also, the PS5 will be available to buy in China on May 15th, a little over 6 months after its original release in the U.S. last year.
I got really sad when I saw that.
The China's going to have them before you?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried 3 times this week.
Try to buy one from China.
I probably would have more success.
Well, potentially. Just all the other problems that come, you know, with that.
That's fine.
All right, you said it. Number three, Capcom will now give you a week to play Resident Evil Village's final demo instead of just a day. Play sessions are still limited to an hour, though. So, you know, if you want to check out the demo, there you go. Number four, an Xbox insider said there's a Mandalorian game in the works from a Microsoft first-person studio. You know what we call that? Halo Infinite.
There you go.
Chief's got to carry around a kid.
That would be cool.
It's not even like that hard to just make that happen.
This one irritated me because of the whole like Star Wars fucking, what was it? 1313?
Yeah, Star Wars 1313.
You had it. It was there. You had it.
Yep. But, you know, you had EA and so. Or no, 1313 was still Lucas.
Yep.
But then you made a deal with EA and you ruined your entire bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move on to The Last of Us, Neil Druckmann. Seeing how it's...
Skipped one.
I saw Xbox Insider twice and skipped it. A different Xbox Insider is saying that Bethesda's Starfield is an Xbox exclusive and that Microsoft is pushing for a 2021 release in the holiday. I'm sure they're pushing for it.
This is the one that kicks back to the Halo Infinite because the Xbox Insider said that Microsoft would like to have Halo Infinite and Starfield on Game Pass for the holidays.
I'm sure they would like that.
Can you imagine?
Here's my immediate quick take. They have to be at least a month separated. So you'd have to have Halo in October and Starfield in November. You want them both out before Black Friday. You want them for all of December to be available, and obviously you want them available for the holidays. Here's the problem with those statements. Halo looked like dog shit, and they said we're taking a year. That's not a good sign in terms of like we're going to be able to get it out. Starfield, we ain't seen shit. And you're going to tell me it's coming out this year? Ooh, Lordy.
So the guy said...
unless it's a demo.
This is like not... this one's in here for the fun of it. Because like...
yeah.
The guy said that Starfield's 100% finished and they're just squashing bugs.
So there's also another game that said that.
Like that,
and it said it for quite a few months actually. And then it released with a lot of bugs in it, and it still has a lot of bugs. And actually, a bunch of people complained, but it did sell 13.7 million copies. So, as far as Microsoft is concerned, they can make a lot of money.
I guess. I mean, Microsoft's been making a lot of good moves, but can you imagine if they tried to pull an EA and force both these games out?
Like I said, that's why they would have to be a month separated, because you can't. You'd have to. Here's the thing, I think you month separate them, and this is the part that would.
I'm just thinking from a finished state.
Oh yeah, no, from a rushed out perspective, it's terrible, because if they are rushed and they come in broken states, holy shit! For your first Bethesda published title, and you're not getting Deathloop out before that, you have a problem. Also. Actually, you know what? No, just right there. That alone is a problem. If that comes out before Deathloop, what the fuck happened? Also, you'd have to release, in my head, Starfield before Halo by a month. Because Halo will retain with multiplayer, where you can get the Starfield crowd to jump and try Halo. I think it's harder. But then again, they'd be like, well, they're two different crowds. They don't really care. They'll play them both. But I'm like, in my head, you don't want to do the Titanfall 2 problem that EA did and kill it immediately. We don't know what fucking Starfield is.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I want to say that I 100% do not believe Starfield's even...
I mean, I'm still not sold on Halo, so like, yeah.
But my thing would be, yeah, it says they want them out by holiday. Fuck that.
What if Halo, they say holiday window, which means till like March 31st, 2020?
That's where I was going. Halo would be true holiday, wherever you want to do September, October, November, whatever.
If they do true holiday, it's November. They don't release that in October.
Starfield.
They release it to compete with Call of Duty in November.
Starfield would be like February.
That makes more sense.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be like a genuine like.
But that would still be a shock because that means at E3 / conference / whatever the fuck is happening in June, we have to see Starfield. And that would bring everybody back to the reminiscence of like, it's Fallout 4 all over again. It's coming out in 6 months. And it's like, all right, cool. We do love that moment. But also, like, people weren't happy with certain things that Fallout 4 at launch because it's a fucking game on the goddamn creation engine, which means it's going to break. But
I'm glad you said that because I was going to bring it up. I was going to be like, just so we all remember, this game is going to be on the same fucking engine again.
And there's the thing. It's on the creation engine. But Fallout, we had a recipe for because we had four previous ones. One and two don't really count because they're a completely different style game. But then New Vegas and 3, where you're like, okay, we know what we're going to be getting into with Fallout 4. This is an entirely new IP running on the creation engine. Just to remind everybody, Fallout 76 runs on the creation engine. Skyrim ran on the creation engine. I believe Oblivion ran on the creation engine. Let's just, you know, everybody pucker up. They're going to be bad. Anyway, number 6, Last of Us, because I'm not calling them Naughty Dogs anymore. Last of Us, Neil Druckmann confirmed that he has already drafted a story outline with co-writer Haley Gross of what would happen in The Last of Us Part 3. Although, according to him, The Last of Us Part 3 isn't currently being made. Good joke. I still think that, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, we might have been discussing this when we were discussing The Last of Us 2 remake. Because I know I said it to you, I think, downstairs, but I don't remember if I said it on the podcast. The more I think about it, I think it would have been entirely impressive had they ended The Last of Us 2 with Ellie having walked off into the woods and a single gunshot being the final scene.
It would have been, like, way more redeeming.
It would have been way more redeeming, but it also would have left with a whole ton of open questions. Where now your open questions are, like, what the fuck's going on? There's a single gunshot after she leaves the open house and like is still like in a weird state. You can have the question of who shot what.
Yeah. I didn't think, but
the crazy idea that she kills herself after doing all that is such a, it's obviously there. I'm laughing because I can't believe how you could get that to an audience without them losing their shit. Like, you just openly depicted a suicide. How do you tell that to people without, like, them entirely losing their minds? But for me, in my head, with all the things that the trauma into and everything else, it's almost fitting that she would just collapse under it at the end of it all.
Yeah.
Because everything she worked for, she then immediately lost to her own goals and, like, everything else. And the house just, it's her walks into the woods. It's a deep pan out on the house and the farm. And the windmill slowly spinning, single gunshot, credits. Like, what? What the fuck do you do there? Except just then sit there and stare at the screen like...
Yeah. I thought I thought they said they weren't going to make another Last of Us.
Good joke. Yeah, I know they said that, but like, good joke. It's not even a good joke. It's like... Matt, they're remaking the first one. Why at this point would they not say we're going to just make The Last of Us Part 3?
They're remaking the first one. They can't not touch this franchise. And it upsets me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know what Naughty Dog's capable.
Yeah, they're getting hung up on shit.
Move on. Even if it was the last, if it was The Last of Us Part 3, I'd feel better about it. If they just said, we're scrapping the remake and we're going to go to 3, I'd go, okay. Honestly, okay.
Yeah, at least it'd be like
we
forward.
We would have less of recycled bullshit. Which somebody's going to say, well, that's really diminishing to The Last of Us remake. I'm like, we've had it 3 times. This is the 3rd time we're getting it.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 7, and probably my favorite one in here, ArenaNet announced that the reveal of End of Dragons, the next Guild Wars 2 expansion, will take place on January 27th. Hell yeah, Guild Wars 2, you're not dead.
Live and kicking.
Granted, I don't like you, but hey, you're someone alive and does. Kicking. Enough people do to keep you on. Number 8, in the water is wet category of news, a leaked EA document that is 54 pages long basically says that EA's goal is to push players to FIFA Ultimate Team to make more money off loot boxes.
Water is wet.
I mean, yeah, same thing for probably Madden and like everything. Yeah. Uh-huh. Water is wet, Matt. You know, there's a philosophical conversation around that statement. There's like an argument about it.
That water isn't wet?
Whether or not like the water itself is wet, or it only because of the way that the word wet works, does something only become wet once water is applied to it, but water itself is not inherently wet. It's a whole like, is the glass half full or half empty argument, except where that's used to like discuss whether you're optimistic or pessimistic, or you're like, it's both, and then you're the asshole. It's basically that scenario. Number 9. Tangent. Google, in partnership with 2K, has developed an open source cloud storage system for game development and game data called OpenSaves. Interesting. Better than called OpenSaves 2K20. Number 10, the official and final one. The official PlayStation magazine is rebranding as Play Magazine. That's dangerous. The official PlayStation magazine was the last major licensed game console magazine in circulation. And now the Play Magazine, where you can press all the buttons and get all the feelings. Is that not like inherently dangerous? I wonder if it's going to come in like a mirrored plastic sleeve and like hidden on the top shelf so the kids can't see the boobies. Who buys print porn anyway? Weirdos.
That is strange.
Some douchebag hipster does.
It's just better in print. You really get it better when it's on VHS. Fuck off, dude.
Anyway, sorry. I'm losing my mind. It's been 7 days since we've last done this. What have you been up to?
Nothing exciting. So we're remodeling the spare bedroom, sort of, because, you know, tear apart the whole entire house. We pulled up the floor.
So what room are we on now? We're on the spare bedroom. Yes. How many rooms are done to how many are torn up? What's the ratio to torn up to done? Not like hasn't started yet, because I know that's a different category. Are we 3 torn up to 0 done?
That's accurate, yeah.
That was a guess. I feel pretty good about that.
I mean, the living room and dining room are questionable because they just require trim. And we never have done it.
Okay, those aren't... Yeah, no. Okay, so I know the current state of at least those 2 rooms. Mm-hmm. Those aren't torn up in what I'm thinking. I'm talking like either paint getting thrown all around, like everything emptied out of a room for paint, or like walls down, floor torn up, as you've said.
Yep. So the spare bedroom, that's going to be the, quote, nursery. Lame.
You should just call it the experimentation room.
So we tore up the floor.
The laboratory.
And we found some interesting things.
Dead
Not animals? That interesting.
Oh.
No, so we had hook some hands. There were some built-in cabinets. We took those out and we saw some of the floor underneath. We're like, oh, this is interesting. So we tore up the carpet, pulled up the plywood, and there's these like huge, I don't know what type of wood because I'm not a fucking arborist. Anyways, big wonderful planks. So we're probably going to resurface those. But we found something painted on the floor that was like a company thing. It was like...
Summoning circle?
No, I wish. So we're trying to... I don't know. I might post the photo on like Reddit or something and see if someone can do something with it.
Internet sleuth.
Because it's like partially worn off, but it doesn't look like English. But it's like almost like wood burnt on it, and it's just the I'll show you a picture afterwards.
Okay.
So that was fun. I've been listening to a lot of the Witcher books still. I am on the second to last book, so I'm on book 7 of 8, and I'm almost done with that one. So by next week, probably by next week, I'll have them done. Haven't really played a ton of games. I played a little bit more of Guild Wars, not that much.
How far you are?
Not that far. I'm like still in fucking this. I think technically the starting area because it's pretty fucking the first portion of the game's pretty sizable. So
true. Are you gonna play the expansion too?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably just...
I mean, I was going to disrespectfully ask if you were going to finish the game, but...
I don't even know, because, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like a nostalgia
trip, yeah.
There's a couple other MMOs I kind of want to dip into to get a nostalgia fucking high from temporarily, just because they've come up in the news and I remember playing them.
Listen, Mass Effect's next month, all right?
Yeah, so like it's gonna start picking up here because I want to do Days Gone on PC, which is coming out soon.
Yep,
I want to play through The Witcher 3 after doing all the books. I want to do Mass Effect. So like those three are probably like the big ones coming up. But that's about it for me. No movies, I don't think. Batman Begins. I was watching Batman Begins, but
okay.
Yeah, it was just randomly. I was like doing dishes, needed something to.
Ah,
yeah. Oh, Hemingway, new Ken Burns documentary. Hemingway.
Oh,
watch first episode of that.
That'll be an interesting cabin shot.
I read some reviews and I was immediately like, they kind of shit on him the whole time. Not really shit on him.
Well, because he's a psychopath. But
I mean, he is an. But like he also had like a lot of like health issues that are attributed to that.
Like that's
so,
why I'm not saying he's a psychopath just because he's
interesting guy regardless.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
You know, the World of Warcraft, the baseball, the show, real life baseball. And I've started to try Elder Scrolls Online just to, you know, see what's up.
Dipping the toes.
Yeah. I like to get an idea of other MMOs, and when I have people that are really invested, like other people that I know that are really playing them, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll take a what's over there, what's going on over there.
Yeah, you never know what might catch your interest.
It's funny because I don't give a shit about the world, which is you know, just funny. I don't care about Elder Scrolls at all, but I'm like, hey, you know, if the gameplay's fun, that's usually what I'm in for anyway. And I'm in a lull in WoW anyway. Like I'm still logging into WoW and doing things, but I'm like, we're on a break.
Yeah.
You know, the old Friends joke.
Yeah, you gotta... fondness makes the heart grow... No. Well, I fucked that one up big time.
Yeah, that's... It literally,
big time.
Literally the opposite.
Backwards. Did it backwards. Oh, my God. What is it? Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Distance, time, either one.
Time, distance.
Combo of the two.
Whatever.
D Fuck over it. T.
You guys know what
equals...
I'm trying to say here.
Whatever it is, distance over time equals velocity, I think.
All right, Einstein.
Math formulas.
Fucking settle down over there, big brain.
I'm pretty sure it was V equals D over T, but I don't remember. Yeah, so I mean, that's really it so far.
Sorry. I just, my mind is not.
Did you immediately just, were you just still running with me on Einstein jokes?
I was going to make the V on top of the D joke.
Ah, yes.
So pathetic.
I mean, you can use the D to solve for V.
Can you, though?
No, you can never find it.
That's one of those ones that he couldn't, you know, no one can solve that problem.
No. No, it's impossible. It's like a Rubik's Cube. But every side is the same color. Wait. You know what? You just don't worry about it.
Yeah, what else are you playing?
It's mostly those three. Just, you know, baseball and MMOs. I mean, I'm dabbling around in other things and just kind of like seeing what people are on and
yeah,
play a random game of anything and then just kind of like, all right, well, that's what I've done now. Apparently, I haven't updated and I haven't checked, but there was rumors that there was a Mario Party update that will actually let you play Mario Party online now.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Instead of the fucking just minigames bullshit. So there's a solid chance I can actually play Mario Party with people now. And not only minigames, which is dog shit, and I don't want to do that. So,
wow.
I'm intrigued to drink and play Mario Party.
I could see the allure of that.
Get myself a little mixed drink and sip. Depending on results, and if I hit a wrong square, yada yada yada, it'd be a good time.
Yeah,
get a star stolen from me. You got a drink.
That could
then
be.
Then you do all that drinking, and then you watch Godzilla versus Kong,
and it's not so bad.
Yeah, softens the blow, as they say.
Sounds like good tactic, good strategy.
It does, but. I'll be alone the entire time. The first part probably won't happen. And I will just end up boredom watching Godzilla versus Kong.
All right.
Let me peek behind the optimism curtain into reality.
That was rough.
I know. It's a harsh reality when you confront it head on. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm in a beach in Maui and the seagull that stole my French fry just brought me a beer. Good trade, I think. I'm not insane. You are. That's it. It's been the end of the podcast. We'll see you guys in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.